Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you. Also, those joining us through our online affiliates around the world, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. I think one of the biggest things that we discuss on this program every week is the importance of not only being able to realize what you want to do, but also how you're going to go about being able to do it. I know at the end of each year, a lot of people make resolutions for themselves as to what they want to try to achieve, and sometimes we fall short of those things. Our next guest has been able to help people, not only through the work that she does, but also through her newest book, to not only to set goals, but also to be successful in being able to achieve those goals. We're excited to welcome leadership coach, as well as best-selling author, Carrie Williams, to our program. Her book is called Eyes on the Prize, A Kick-Butt Guide to Setting and Achieving Great Goals. We'll talk to Carrie for herself, what it's been like for her to be able to do that, but also to be able to help other people to do the same thing. We'll talk a little bit about time management, why that's so much an important factor when it comes to setting goals, but also prioritizing events in our lives as well. We all are so busy. We'll talk about the importance of that. For those who are just finding out about the book, we'll tell you at the end of our segment how you can get your own copy of it. But Carrie, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello to you.
Well, excited to talk to you. I read this book with a lot of interest because, as I said, we talk about this on the program a whole lot. I mean, there are so many people out there who have things they want to be able to do, Carrie, I'm sure, just like you meet, and they always talk about they don't have the time, or, you know, they look around, and, of course, the day is gone, the week is gone, the year is gone, and they haven't been able to do what they want. You've been able to help people not only through your work as a coach, but also through this book, to not only to be able to set those goals that are important for them, but also to achieve them. What has it been like for you to not only find success in your work, Carrie, but to know that you're helping people along the way?
It has been amazing. I have to say that I love setting and achieving goals. There's that thrill of achievement and fulfillment that you get personally. And I get the same exact feeling when my clients achieve their goals, even more so. It's so amazing and exciting to watch someone take the teachings and put them into effect and change their lives for the better. And then to share that with other people, because it really is a trickle-down phenomenon.
Right, for sure. And I think that is it. And then, you know, one of the things you talk about in the book, too, and you kind of alluded to it just now, is a sense of achievement you feel, because then you're willing to set something larger for yourself. You know, have you always been a person that realized the importance of not only having a plan for what you want to do, Carrie, but also to be able to follow through on those plans?
So not always. I've always been an overachiever. When I was a kid, I always went for the A+. But I had very limited strategies. And if one of my strategies didn't work, I had no idea what to do. And I would get really frustrated and just stop trying. Because in my opinion, which like many people's opinion, it was better to not try than it was to try and fail at something. Because if I failed at something, in my mind, that meant I was a failure. I spent a good portion of my beginning life not taking risks at all for fear of looking silly or stupid or unintelligent.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, one of the things you talk about in the book, and again, it's something that you mentioned, there's so many great nuggets in here. We're going to tackle a couple of them, but mindset is such an important thing for sure. And I think for a lot of us, that has to do with, I think, quite frankly, not only how we see ourselves, just like what you were talking about with your self-care, but also, you know, the ones that we surround ourselves with as well. How important was your association when it came to setting goals for yourself, having people there who, you know, kind of, you know, encourage you to go for it instead of telling you what you couldn't do?
It's hugely important because when we doubt ourselves, it's really important to surround ourselves with people who don't doubt for us, because if they reinforce our doubt, it makes it easier to quit and stop. And so you'll find that when I talk about mindset, it's really interesting. Most people think positive and negative, and that works, but I think fixed and growth. So growth mindset is really where you want to be. And a growth mindset, when they're faced with challenges, they embrace them. When they're faced with obstacles, they persist and get around them. When it comes to effort, they believe no pain, no gain, and the effort's rewarded as opposed to the outcome. They learn from criticism, and they're inspired by others. Those are the kind of people you want to surround yourself with, because you'll level up to being with them. There's that saying that you never want to be the dumbest in the room. I think you do, because it means you're hanging out with people who are a level above you, and they inspire you to get to that level.
Yeah. And the level, I think, is definitely something that's going to help us out. I mentioned the subtitle of the book, Carrie, is a kickbutt guide to setting and achieving great goals. In chapter 2 of the book, you ask us a very good question: why settle for SMART, which is another acronym that people have heard about, when you can be great, which is the acronym that you choose to use. Talk to us about that acronym for yourself and how that great factor came into being when it came to being able to set and achieving goals.
I would love to. So when I grew up, I was taught about SMART goals, and SMART goals were created in the 80s, and they're really great for project management style goals, but that's about it. For personal achievement goals and for really great big dream goals, they don't quite fit the bill. So when I was working with my clients, I was trying to figure out and discover if there were certain elements that we included in a goal that made it more successful and made it more likely that they would achieve the outcome, and I came up with GREAT. So GREAT is an acronym. The G stands for genuine. The R stands for reachable. The E stands for exact. The A stands for affirmative. And the T stands for totalitarian. And if you can include all those elements, you are more than twice as likely to achieve the goal just by including those elements in the way you phrase it. And I think the first one is the most important in this modern day. A goal has to be genuine, which means it needs to be aligned with your core values and beliefs. You have to really want something to work towards it. And so if it's a goal that your boss has given you or your spouse has given you or your doctor has told you to lose weight and you feel like you should do it, you're much less likely to achieve that goal than if it aligns with your true wants and needs. Does that make sense?
Right. It does. It definitely does. And I think, too, when I was reading this, Carrie, to me it made me think more long-term. A lot of times we do something just for the short term, if there's something short-term that we want to achieve or to be able to accomplish. This, to me, seems more like a lifestyle change. Would you agree?
I would agree. And I would agree with your assessment that we're really into short-term changes. We're really into instant gratification, and sometimes goal setting is delayed gratification. So that's one of the challenges when I work with my clients is how can we fit some instant gratification into the process so that we can stick to it for the long-term gain? And that's a tough thing to do.
Right. And I think definitely when we think long-term, that will definitely help us to be able to make sure that we are able to achieve exactly what we want. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome not only leadership coach but also best-selling author Carrie Williams to our program today. She's the author of the book Eyes on the Prize, a kickbutt guide to setting and achieving great goals. She just gave us the breakdown of the acronym GREAT that she uses in the book. If you all came in late, we'll tell you at the end of our segment how you can go back and be able to listen to that and more of this program on your own through the podcast. So, Carrie, as you've been able to share with people throughout the book, you know, one of the big things for sure, of course, is I mentioned earlier about the mindset. You know, in chapter 7 of the book, Affirmative, you kind of go through some of the things that we have to kind of keep in mind as we are looking at our goals and going for them. Talk to us about the importance of a plan, because a lot of times people will say, I want to do X, or my goal is to be whatever. I mean, you give the example in the book of, you know, I want to run a marathon, you know, I want $1 million. But then the plan has to kind of help us to get to that thing. How important is that planning?
The planning is incredibly important because it's the plan and the execution of that plan that shifts it from a dream to a goal. Now, a dream is just a hope or a wish. It's an idea of what we'd like to have. But a goal is a dream that you've created a plan to reach, and you're taking consistent action. So when I think of dreams, I think of people waiting for something to happen to them and hoping it will happen. And when I think of goals, I see people taking ownership and making things happen in their lives. And that's all about the plan. So here's the thing to remember with a plan. It's good to have it mapped out, but then all you need to focus on is this step. Don't overwhelm yourself with 16 steps down the line. Just focus on the step that you have to take today. And if you can execute that step today, tomorrow you'll be closer to your goal. It sounds incredibly simple, and it is, but a lot of times what happens is we look at the big picture and it's so huge and so overwhelming that we get stuck and we don't take control of the little things that we can actually impact. And so that's what I encourage people to do. Have a really clear picture of the big plan, but just focus on the step today.
Right. You also do something else that I don't think a lot of us think about when it comes to goals, and that is to remind us that not all goals are created equal. You talk about in the book, Carrie, about outcome goals as well as performance goals. Take us into the difference and why it's important for us to think about that as we are not only setting the goals but also trying to achieve it.
Sure. So when we think about goals, the majority of goals that people set are outcome goals. If you look at, you mentioned earlier in the show, New Year's resolution, about 90% of all New Year's resolutions are outcome goal. And an outcome goal is a goal based on achievement. So if my goal was to win the race, that would be an outcome goal. If my goal was to book a job, that would be the outcome goal. Write a book or a best-selling book, that would be an outcome goal, right? What we want to do is shift it to performance goals, because what happens with outcome goals is it depends on comparison to other people. If I win the race, not only do I have to run a great race, I have to happen to run better than everyone else.
Right.
So if I ran my best race ever, but someone happened to run faster than me, I failed at that goal just because of the way I phrased it.
Right.
So if instead I shifted that outcome goal to a performance goal and said, my goal is to run my best race, I know what I'm working towards. I know where that finish line is because I know what my best race has been. I know how to train for that, and I can control that. I can't control if someone happens to run faster than me the day of the race.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and I think, too, it also goes to a bigger thing for us. And I think this is the frustration that a lot of people feel. We both mentioned New Year's resolutions, Carrie, and I think this is the frustration people feel when they're setting a goal of losing 10, 20 pounds, and the second day of making that decision, it's not happening, and they're like, okay, well, this isn't working, so I guess I have to wait till next year to try this again. Realizing that it is a process. There is a process for us to be able to go through. And then, too, that there is work that has to be done. And I think this is a great segue into what I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and that was about prioritizing so that we're able to get it done. Because a lot of us, too, also look at our lives and say, okay, yeah, I want to be able to achieve this. I want to be able to write a best-selling book. I want to be able to make this amount of money. I want to get married. And, you know, we look at our lives and wonder, okay, does the way I live my life align with these goals? How have you helped your clients and especially readers of this book here to realize the importance of prioritizing their lives so that they are more in line to be able to achieve what they want to achieve?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first principle I try and get my clients to realize is I try and encourage them to take their time. And when we hear that saying, we usually think of, oh, I'm going to go slowly and methodically and take my time doing something. But that's not the way I see it. Time is our single most valuable commodity. It's more valuable than money. It's more valuable than health. Time is our most valuable commodity. And when I encourage my clients to take their time, I'm encouraging them to own that time and to be really judicious about where they spend that time, to consciously choose. Because we throw our time away. We say yes before we even think about it, and then we spend hours doing something that we don't want to do, we're not good at doing, it's unfulfilling for us, and it doesn't help us get to our goals. But we say yes without thinking. So the first thing is recognize that time's a commodity and that you get to choose what you do with your time. And then the second thing I encourage them to do is actually set priorities about what they put in their calendar, especially when it comes to goal setting. So I really hone in on three questions for that. Every time you put something in your calendar before you do it, I have them ask three questions. One, does this help you reach your goal? Two, do you want to do it? Because we need more things in our lives that we want to do. And then three, do you need to be the one to do it? Not, the question isn't, does it need to be done? The question is, do you need to be the one doing it?
Right.
So if you don't have to be the one doing it, I encourage delegation. Pass it to somebody who can do it or who really wants to do it and free up that time for yourself. A lot of times we feel really guilty if we delegate, but delegation is an excellent time management tool.
For sure. What a good point. Another great point. I want to step back for a moment, Carrie, and then we're going to come back to the book. I mean, as you kind of look at what led you to write the book, because, again, I mean, you were doing the coaching, you know, before you decided to write Eyes on the Prize. What has it been like for you to see the response? Because, as I said earlier, you know, as a coach, you know, you might be limited to the group that you were there speaking to. Now you're able to literally to touch the world through a project like this. What has it been like for you to hear from people who have read the book and start to apply what you've shared in it?
It's really impressive and inspiring, honestly. I wrote the book because I recognize that not everyone has the time and the money to invest in working with a coach, but coaching is so effective that I wanted to give that tool to people who didn't have access. And so I wrote the book to be a coach in your pocket, a personal coach in your pocket, that you can go through the process, you can be self-motivated and do the exercises, and you can have all the gain of someone who's spending hundreds or thousands of dollars working with a coach, and to see the hunger in people and the excitement when they realize that it is a step-by-step process and it's pretty easy to implement, and to watch them make changes and to see how grateful and appreciative they are is really inspiring to me. It makes me want to share it even more. I've seen things from moms who just get better at prioritizing their time, and so they're just less overwhelmed and feeling happy, to people who have started multi-million-dollar company just from this book.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
For sure.
And also there's a little bit of fulfillment to know that I had a small part in that.
Right. And you know, and I think the big thing for me about that, Carrie, is that it shows us all the impact that we can have on others, which is why I asked you earlier about association, because I think a lot of times, and you know, I have been really strategic about this, and I've encouraged our audience to not only be careful about the people that you're physically surrounding yourself with, but also those that you're socializing with online, where we spend so much of our time, because there are so many people, unfortunately, that are dream killers, that are not as enthusiastic about things like we are when it comes to setting goals for ourselves and achieving those goals, and may be the type that tell us, well, I knew that wasn't going to work, or I knew you couldn't do that. That was too big for you. And that leads me to the last chapter I wanted to mention in this conversation, chapter 13. And there you discuss not only motivation, but also accountability. And I think, again, both of those are so big. One of the things that you do in this chapter as one of the activities I carry is something that I have chosen to do, and that is to actually to put our goals out there, and not just to write them on our vision board, or, you know, write them down for ourselves, but also to share it with our friends and even online. Why is that been so important for you, for yourself, as well as for you to share with those you work with?
Well, statistically speaking, if you share a goal and you write it down, you're 85% more likely to achieve it. So just from a psychological standpoint and from an achievement standpoint, we want to use every advantage we can get. So let's take that advantage. But also, you're a little more committed and self-committed if you're willing to share your goal with others. And then you're giving others the chance to support you. Now, we can't let our success hinge on the support of others. We have to have the commitment to make it happen no matter what. But there are always opportunities out there, and there are usually people willing to help, but they have to know what you need.
Right.
So by sharing your goal, you're really setting an intention and getting a community to support as well. And you're right. There are people who will not support you. There are people who will be dream killers and who will go, oh, you can't do that. What's the point? And those are people who are more in the fixed mindset. They're people who are threatened by your success and who look at you and go, oh, if they achieve it, then I have no excuse for not achieving it myself.
Right. Exactly. And I thought, too, you know, on the other side of it is that I think for some people, too, they consider it an honor to know that you trust them, you know, with what you do. And I think it may help them to maybe evaluate, you know what, if this person is doing it, maybe it's okay for me to go for, you know, for my own goals and be able to set those and to try to achieve them. And I think there could be a ripple effect that kind of happens from that. You know, in the conclusion, you kind of sum up nicely what you hope people who actually get to the point of finishing the book. We talked earlier about how so many times we don't finish things. What is your hope for our audience listening in on this, Carrie, as far as when it comes to not only the importance of setting a goal, but also realizing that they can be successful in achieving it if they're able to outdo what you outline in the book?
So I hope that everyone can shift their mind and believe the two things that I believe. And I believe that you deserve to feel fulfilled and live your passion. Everybody, regardless of their background. And I also believe that you have the potential to make your dreams your reality. And if you take nothing else away from this conversation, I hope you take those two principles. Now, ideally, I would love for you to go buy the book, go through the book, and achieve something amazing, and then share it with us. We talked about sharing goals. There's a forum on eyesontheprizebook.com where you can share your goal on the forum and just put it out there, because sharing is important. And once you achieve your goal, sharing that and celebrating is important, so other people can be inspired as well. That's my goal.
Right.
My goal is that not to inspire people, but to encourage people to be an inspiration.
Right. There you go. And you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows what it's like to be able to set and achieve goals for herself. Again, everyone, Carrie Williams has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Carrie. She's a leadership coach and best-selling author. Her book is called Eyes on the Prize, a kickbook guide to setting and achieving great goals. You mentioned that website, Carrie. I want to say the book is available, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com. But you do have the website. Let our audience know how they can stay connected with you there.
So you can go on the website. You can email me at Carrie@eyesontheprizebook.com. I'm going to jinx myself now, but I respond to every email. So if you email me, I will respond back. I would love to hear your goals. I would love to hear your progress. And if there's anything I can do to help, I'm happy to do so.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And you can't ask for more than that. So there you have the author of the book saying that she's there to be able to help you. Make sure you all get the book for yourself to see how you can be able to get started. And then reach out to Carrie. Let her know what you think about the book. But also, of course, as she just said there, you know, how she can be able to help you in being able to put what you read in the book into practice. Carrie, congratulations to you again. Thank you so much for stopping by and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you. Me as well. Have a great day.
You do the same thing, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and missed part of the conversation with Carrie, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites, so head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.